Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Another day, another fantastic show. Today is Monday, June the 17th, and it's Monday, another fantastic week. We have a fantastic weather, and I love the warmth, and I love to be able to enjoy the days outside and to be able to be out of the house. Today we have prepared for you a fantastic day and a fantastic show with a special and amazing guest. And I know all of you are curious to know who this lady is. I know that the title of the show brought a lot of commotion, but we're going to solve that mystery and we're going to talk about our amazing guests. I take every single show a little bit of time to be able to thank all our listeners and to be able to thank everyone that is supporting the Lizzie T Radio Show. We had over 2,220 some odd likes on our fan page, and we're really happy for your support, and we're really happy that you're able to listen. And for as per a statistic, 50% of those are actually listen live or are recorded shows. So thank you so much for your support, and we really appreciate your support to the Lizzie T Radio Show. If you need to email us, our email is radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca, and like us on Facebook. This show could not be possible without the support of OMG Events. OMG Events is oh my gosh events.com. That is the website. And again, thank you so much for supporting and for sponsoring our show. So we'll have a little break, and I'll bring our guest on the line. We have so much to talk to her, and we'll be right back.
OMG Events, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
And we're back, and here I'm going to read a bio from our guest, Junon.
Junon Mathis is an author with a background in health science and nutrition kinesthetic. Throughout her academic career, she has done research within the health and science field. She volunteered at the University of Toronto Sexual Education Center. She is an author of the novelette, The Mandatory Orgasm, that she published in 2008, and writes about various aspects of sexuality and relationships. The Mandatory Orgasm depicts the journey of a young dietitian who is told by her family doctor that unless she has orgasm with her fiancé, she will... Junon Mathis is an author with a background in health science.
And without further ado, here is Junon. Junon, how are you today on this beautiful Monday morning?
I'm feeling great. I'm very pleased to be on your show.
It's our pleasure, our pleasure. Dunan, it's such a privilege to be able to have you here at the Lizzie T Radio Show to talk about your life, to talk about your book, to talk about your career, and, well, curious with the mandatory orgasm. What is that all about? So tell us about yourself, first of all, for all the listeners that they don't know who you are. Tell us who you are and how do you come up with this wonderful, wonderful book?
Well, I have a background in nutrition and human kinetics, so I'm always interested in health in general. And around 2006, 2007, I was thinking about this idea of how few of us, especially as women, we don't get accurate information that is realistic about sexual health. And how much we don't express ourselves and the fact that it's not truthful. So the novelette, the idea was, what if women needed an orgasm in order to get pregnant? And instead of writing it as a documentary, I wanted it to be something that was very relatable, so a story. People usually like stories. I wanted it to be intimate and to explore not only the truth in the bedroom, but also how those areas of our lives were not really truthful. Are we truthful with our family members? Are we truthful with our coworkers and friends and so forth? And how truth can be a great acid test, you know, if you have a genuine relationship. If you can't tell the truth about yourself and what you really feel and what are your expectations and so forth in a relationship, intimacy is becomes very difficult to achieve. And so I wanted to have sort of a funny twist to it in terms of her unable to have children unless she has an orgasm. So she's now forced to find a solution to this issue. And so that's how the idea started with the book. And then from then I decided to wanted to keep in touch with my readers. So I created this newsletter. I know that I use the word newsletter, and people usually think it's an ad with, here's my future events, and please give me some money. It wasn't like that. It was really from a point of view of being able to educate the public. So my newsletters are really what I aim for is something that is information rich, easy to understand, and really addresses real issues about sexual health, because very few of us have had a comprehensive, in terms of our education system, we don't actually get that type of information in school. Mm-hmm. In terms of sexual health, that encompasses the emotional, spiritual aspect. Most of what we're exposed to in our day-to-day life is pornography, which means that there's a disconnect between the body, mm-hmm. the soul, and the sexual act. So I want it to be sort of for men and women, so I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. It's okay, how can we all learn and become more whole in our sexual life?
That's so true, and you answer my second question. But on that note, how do you see us? And I know there is a lot of improvement that needs to be done. How do you see sex education in school nowadays?
Well, I remember reading this article about this teacher who, because you know what happens, like let's say my elementary school, the mm-hmm. teacher has to teach all the subjects. And because sexual health, often the teacher is even like usually it's through the phys ed teacher who has like one class on it, and it's usually 45 minutes. People giggle the whole time. We probably touch on okay how someone can get pregnant and the pill and maybe the condom and that's about it. And I find that most people are uncomfortable with their sexuality, and teachers as well. It comes across. So it's not only the information, but how it's being delivered. So a lot of children, from from elementary school get this message. By the time they're in high school, many of them would have already been sexually active. So you have to get the information and so forth before you are launched into this activity. And most of them, it's after the fact that they learn certain lessons, but sometimes it's too late. They might have been, hurt in terms of their, they could have caught a disease or had their heart broken and all the other things, maybe gotten pregnant. So all these things you could be avoided if we give the information in a way that really builds confidence. Reconnects the body, spirit, and soul together. I think that the whole emotion, spirit, sex has been removed from it. And when you bring it back, that's when sex makes sense. But now I think that from what I've seen in school and what I've experienced, it doesn't really prepare you at all for real life and what's really going to happen when you are going to have sex. Well, most people will have sex at some point in their lives.
That's right. So there is a lot of improvement that needs to be done. And it's not something that you do. Your program, your book, is something that you work on to be able to be in school, to be able to teach this very important subject.
Well, what I liked about, in terms of my exploration of sexual health, because I was in school, I finished 2 degrees, is that I didn't feel that school really go in depth. So there's a lot of information thrown at you in a short period of time. You're stressed. Most people, when they go to school, they don't have much money. So the sleep deprivation, the lack of money, and the tons of information that is there on a superficial level means that it's very difficult to be an expert in your field after you graduate. So my approach with sexual health, because it's something that's very close to my heart, is that I wanted to take, because I started writing the newsletters in 2009, so it's been 5 years that I've been doing it, and my goal is to go into depth. So the whole idea of my own training is to really go into all these areas that usually are not touched upon in terms of sexuality. And then when I did my volunteering at Toronto University, we do workshops. In terms of, we go to schools, we go to, sometimes hospitals, like different areas where people want to have that type of, at the university itself, we go to a department and, Department of Engineering student wants to have a presentation. So in terms of doing workshops, talking to public, that's what I've been doing the past 4 years. I started around 2009 to do the volunteering. So that's the aspect. So it's the book, is the newsletters, is the volunteering, and also I've taken workshops myself, like Planned Parenthood, because I think that you need to know what's out there as well, what is being shown and what's being taught. So I wanted to have sort of a complete idea before, because my goal is to be able to bring that information to schools as well, but in a sort of add a different angle to it, add more depth to it, just something technical. I think it's more, what I've seen so far is more of a technical aspect of sex, but not dealing to areas that are more subtle and bringing spirit into it, the spiritual aspect of sexuality.
Great. So for the listeners that are listening to us right now, if you're a teacher, an instructor, and if you are interested in contacting Juno, I have on the Liza T Radio Show the links for her website, and definitely send her an email. She is on Facebook. Her email is on her website, and I'm talking about her website is themandatoryorgasm.com. Again, it will be on the Liza T Radio Show for you to get in contact with her. And she is the type of person, by the way, listeners, that gives so much content. You can sign up for her newsletter, and it's amazing. I really enjoy your website, because you give so much content is just incredible. So listeners, pay attention, because this is something that is very important for us to have kids nowadays in school. And like Juno said, we're getting so much garbage in the media when it comes down to sexual orientation for our kids. We need to have somebody like herself to educate, to re-educate, to teach our kids the true meaning of sex and not what is being promoted out in the media. So I want to thank you so much, you know, because this is very important for us mother, for us parents, for us educators, that it's this is very important for all of us that are taking this to heart. Now, I wanted to ask you another question. Your book, it's an amazing book. It's self-published. How was that? How was that experience? Can you talk about it?
Well, the way I looked at it is that I wanted to be in control of the whole project. Nowadays, unless you are in an area that people don't have access to a computer or it's very limited, but it's such an easy process of, even in terms of, you know, hiring an editor, hiring a graphic designer, getting the barcode yourself, finding a place to print it. I mean, it's low cost. And also I think that in terms of, let's say, if you're dealing with a publishing company, is that you have to at times give up your you probably will have to give up your publishing rights, and, you know, they have more control over it. So for me, this project was so close to my heart that I wanted to do it myself, my own terms. It was really sort of it was my baby. And it's very fast. Because when you think about it, a publishing company, often it works well. It's if you are a very well-known author, then let's say even to move advertising and things, sort of they'll spend of money on you. But most authors are not, you know, very well known, so you will not get that much support from a publishing company. So you give up your publishing rights. And even in terms of nowadays, let's say if you think about distribution, your website, because my book is you can get it paperback, but also an ebook. I mean, there's no point. Distribution is it's sent by email. It's an ebook. There's no point. There's no shipping cost. All these things. So there's not much of an incentive nowadays for people to go through a publishing company. Because anyway, you'll have to do your own advertisement. You'll have to give up your publishing rights. And in terms of distribution, everything can be done online practically for free, because the person goes online, they order the book. Within minutes, it's in their inbox. So there's not, you know. I think that nowadays, if someone is waiting to be published by a company, you might wonder how resourceful they are, you know what I mean? Because there's no practical reason why you need to go through a publishing company.
That's true. Very amazing. I'm very proud of you, because basically you took the ownership on yourself to be able to publish this book, which is dear to your heart. It's your baby, like you said. And like my mom always said, and I always quote my mom, where there is a will, there is a way. So you knew that this book, it was very important for the public out there to be able to have them. And you just put 150% of yourself and thought, you know what, this needs to get out there. I will do it. So thank you so much for taking the time and giving us this. And I want to make sure that you tell our listeners how to get this book, the cost of it. But before you do that, I will take a little break and I'll be right back. This is your host, Lizzie T. 1 second.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J&LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J&LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. Jay and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We're having with us today the great, as you know, Masseuse, and I know she's going to correct me her last name. She is self-published author and writer for the book The Mandatory Orgasm. She is a teacher and she is a coach, and she has so much information to share with us today. And she was going to talk about how to get a hold of this amazing book that she wrote. So go ahead, Junon, and give all the listeners the information. How do we get a hold of this book, this amazing book?
Actually, if it goes online, my website is the name of the book, so it's www.themandatoryorgasm.com, so it's all lowercase, so literally if you type the title of the book, you'll get to my website, and then you just select the tab of, you know, buy the book, and then you can select, it's either a paperback or an ebook.
Fantastic. And the cost of the book?
The paperback is $20 and the paperback is $9.99.
Great. And that's a great price for a book nowadays.
Yeah.
You go Indigo or anywhere, not that I'm promoting them right now, but I'm just saying that if you purchase anywhere, a book is anywhere from $39.99, $29.99, $20 is a perfect price. And what is the age of that book? What age can they start reading this book?
Actually, in terms of, I would say that most of my readers are women. I would say from like late teens until, you know, there's no age limit. Even my mother read it, so
fantastic.
You know, there's a wide gate, because the thing is, it is a topic that is relevant at the very early age. When I think about it, as soon as someone, you know, starts dating or is interested in sexuality, you know, starting in their teens, it's good. And I think when it comes to my newsletters, I made it so that it's very easy to read, easy to understand, although it's information rich. So that's why, I know, actually the information that I have on my website, I want it to be, it's not pornography, there's nothing, you know, vulgar about it. So I think parents will be comfortable for their teenager to go online and actually go on my website and read the information, because it's also, I wanted to make sure that the information was based on peer-reviewed articles, so it's not only my opinion, it's like what other experts in the field actually, you know, say about this particular topic. So that's why, you know, in terms of age ranges, from, I would say, you know, teenager until you know, the elderly. I mean, I don't think there's an age limit to knowing more about sexuality, healthy sexuality.
Fantastic. And like I said before, we as a parent need a book like this, and need to be able to teach our kids the importance of healthy sexuality. And like I said, media is bombarding us with all sorts of things that are not productive for our kids, and a book like this can definitely, definitely help us. I want to thank you, Juno, for coming to the Lizzie T Radio Show, for sharing your information and sharing your knowledge, and educate us with this important, very, very important subject that is sexuality for everyone that is listening right now. I know that is a subject that it creates a little bit of commotion here of the Lizzie T Radio Show, but as you can all hear, it's all very, very healthy and very educational. educational. And I want to make sure that the listeners do pay attention to this because it is very important and needed nowadays. The website, again, is themandatoryorgasm.com. You can reach her via the Lizzie T Radio Show. The website is there. I have pasted her website, and also I have pasted a way to get a hold of her book. And if you mention that you heard her via the Lizzie T Radio Show, I will be more than happy and proud and honored that, as you know, it was able to be heard from our many thousands of listeners throughout the world. And that's a privilege and an honor for me and for all of us here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Junon, I just wanted to make sure that if you have any last word for a listener, please go ahead.
Yes, well, as I told you, there is the website for the book itself, but also there's a second website, which is sexualhealthsite.info. So there's even more information there. So the first website is for the book itself, and the second site, which is Sexual Health Site, so it explores in more aspects of sexuality. So there's really two websites that I have on this topic. So I was very pleased to have been here today. My goal is to really make sexuality accessible and to make it, wholesome, something, a place that people can feel comfortable in their skin and grow with their partners and become fully aware and to enjoy that experience. So this is my goal, and this is what I'd love to have that implement in schools so that we get the true education people need to be good in their skins in their sexual life.
Fantastic. Again, listeners, if you are a teacher, if you know somebody that Juno can be contacted to be part of this amazing experience and this teaching, please contact her. The website is at our Lizzie T Radio Show, and her link is there. If you mention again that you heard us here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, that would be fantastic. That means my purpose is done, and we're spreading the word here at the Lizzie T Radio Show just to be able to be part of this amazing network of people with amazing teaching, amazing ideas, and amazing entrepreneurship. So thank you so much, Junon, for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We need to get in contact. Keep the rhythm here. I need to invite you back to talk more about your future plans. If you're working on a workshop or a teleseminar or anything like that, please let us know because we need to promote this. Again, it's a very important subject. And yes, we need to have you back to talk more about this amazing subject. So thank you so much, Junon, for your participation here at the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks, the great Junon. And that was such an amazing interview. We will be back on Wednesday with another great, great guest. And for you that are listening, we will be tomorrow at the Pinkpreneurs with Suzanne, an amazing, amazing group of network. And if you want some tickets, I will have here at the Lizzie T Radio Show the link for the Pinkpreneurs workshop that is happening tomorrow. I also want to thank our support and our sponsor, OMG Events, which has sponsored this radio show. Thank you so much. And thank you again for listening and to be part of this amazing network here at the Lizzie Teeth Radio Show. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy this beautiful Monday. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And make it, everyone, a fantastic day.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Thank you.